Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you for stalling. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What wandering in the last minute? We were both here hours ago. Yeah. We've been here prepping and getting the big showgram ready to go.
Right?
Whatever, man.
Getting a massage.
Getting a massage.
Working out.
Oh, yeah. It's that's pretty the fun. 90s, I think, actually.
Oh, that's right.
It's the olden days.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All righty.
Give me five.
Yeah, it's money, 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 cash. Because so many people, it's on their minds, you know?
Yes, it is.
Where have you put your $1.5 $8 billion.
Is that what it is now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where have you hidden that in your house?
That's tonight at 8.
Where have you hidden it?
What?
Where? I want to know where your ticket is.
Oh, my ticket?
I'm going to steal it.
It's on me.
Is it?
Bring it.
Get him!
we're going to talk about things that you don't remember when you were drunk.
Well, how do you remember them?
Your friends told you.
Right.
That you did that.
You know, I only,
like, what?
Only blacked out for the first time like 5 years ago. Of all
really?
The time drinking, yeah, all these years. I just always had that limit, that line. But 5 years ago, I remember getting home. I'm like, I don't remember anything about last night.
Wow, that's frightening.
Thing. Yeah, it was pretty weird.
We're going to talk about a drunk man, speaking of, having sex with a pile of leaves.
That was me.
Because that happened.
That was that night.
We have one American dollar.
Uh-oh.
And our keyword for Disney tickets this hour is?
Main Street.
Main Street.
Sometime between now and 4.
Ask you to call and give us that if you're caller 25 when we ask you to. And you give us Main Street, you will win tickets to our second annual takeover of Disney California Adventure Park on 95.5 KLOS.
We are deep in the heart of a couple from Aerosmith on a 2 for Tuesday, so...
Hey, what the hell? That was 3 songs in a row. It's a 3 for Tuesday now? Is that the big deal?
That's what we're doing now.
Oh, my God.
Everything going up.
What?
That's how it works.
I'm really floored.
This is in the category of things can always be worse.
Okay.
If you're having a bad day,
yeah,
things could always be worse.
That's a fact.
There is a woman in Texas
mm-hmm.
who was mowing her lawn.
Right.
And a snake.
Oh, no.
Fell out of the sky.
Out of the sky?
Yes.
Okay.
And landed on her arm.
That's not where you want a snake.
She was swinging her arm around to get
sure.
the snake off of it.
Right.
And then she was attacked by a hawk.
What the hell is going on?
Now, my guess is the hawk had the snake and dropped it.
Oh, makes sense.
But imagine a snake falling out of the sky
right?
and then getting attacked by a goddamn hawk.
Yeah, because the hawk thinks you're stealing its snake. Oh, you want this too.
Right.
I'm going to kill you.
I don't want it.
And then I'm going to have the snake.
Listen to this. This is the news.
Peggy Jones says she hasn't been able to sleep much since the snake and hawk attacked her. Luckily, she didn't receive an infection or serious injuries, but she says this will scar her for life. The wrap around Peggy Jones' arm covers the scars after a snake and hawk attacked her in her backyard.
Jeez.
I was mowing on our property, and just out of the sky, out of the clear blue, a snake fell onto my arm.
That's bad enough. It like, is, imagine
right?
that.
That's your story. That's plenty of
and
story.
And you tell that for the rest of your life.
Right.
The snake fell out of the sky.
But then...
She says the snake held on tight.
I began to sling the snake off of my arm.
I can totally see you're doing that.
Right? Just swinging around, trying to get it off.
Yeah.
And he wrapped around my arm and just held on tighter. He kept striking in my face.
Ah,
oh,
come
biting
on.
At
I kill you.
At her face. Can you imagine?
No.
Just mowing your lawn.
You're mowing
and then
your
the sheer
off.
Terror that
because the
you.
Husband's in there in his underwear watching the game, got himself a beer.
He was striking my glasses.
The snake wouldn't back down.
Not her glasses, by the way.
No, thank God for her glasses.
Yeah, no
because
kidding.
You'll see, they found venom on her glasses.
Oh.
Just started praying out, Jesus, help me. Please, Jesus, help me.
Jones got another surprise.
A hawk came down.
I mean, come on.
That's crazy.
Come on.
He grabbed the snake and tried to take the snake off, but I guess he didn't have a good grip. The hawk kept coming down. He came down about 4 times. Finally,
the hawk came down 4 times and attacked.
Because the snake is wrapped around her arm,
yes.
So the hawk is thinking she's trying to keep the snake.
Yes.
I'll do whatever it takes to get this snake away from you.
So
it's mine.
The snake... So the hawk attacks 4 times. Just imagine this poor woman
no.
in her backyard swinging her arm around trying to get the snake off, getting attacked by a hawk.
And now she's saying she can't sleep at night. I wonder why.
Finally got the snake and took off with the snake. And I looked down and I was covered in blood. My arm
Jeez.
Was pretty tore up.
Jones' husband rushed her to the hospital.
Oh, now he can be bothered. Now he can come out. I guess.
Give me a beer first.
Why don't you walk down there, woman?
I had venom all over my my right eye lens of my glasses.
Wow.
Even the doctors had a hard time believing her story.
You're lying, man.
I mean,
you didn't.
You don't need to play the rest of that. Happen. They did ask her family if she was on any drug.
Because, who makes something like that up?
Right, but when you hear that story, don't you go, no, that's not possible.
You know, when someone makes up a story, it's never as interesting as that. It's always lame. It's like, that didn't happen. That's ridiculous.
That fell out of the sky.
Yeah, because a hawk dropped it.
And she was attacked four times by a hawk.
Who wanted it back?
Things can always be worse.
Never mind.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I was saying. Never mind. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Sluggo is losing it.
Yeah! Woo! Who needs it?
A drunk man, 26, is jailed for 8 weeks after he tried to have sex with a pile of leaves. Michael Golsorky was seen thrusting into the pile with his trousers around his ankles in full view of families eating at a restaurant, the Beefeater Pub next
door.
Where
were Lucy and Charlie Brown through all of this?
The 26-year-old pulled up his underwear before running away and hiding in the bushes after he was confronted by hotel staff.
Are you having a go at those leaves, sir?
They said, we had a white male with his trousers down and we could see his butt. There's nothing between me and this male.
I'm trying to eat.
At one point, I shouted at him, what are you doing, you dirty bastard? What if I told you we have Michael Golsorky?
What?
On the Heineken 00 hotline.
No.
Yes.
Hello?
Why is everybody making such a big thing about me making sex?
Well, I mean, with a pile of leaves.
It was a pile of leaves. Did you know that when you started?
Why are you shaming me for my identified leaf? Why is that something you for make fun?
Nobody has sex with leaves. That's not a thing.
I do. I have sex with leaves. They are so beautiful. They are incredible. You should have seen the way the leaves were looking at me, my friend.
But did you have to do it?
Started. You would not be able to resist this such a come on.
There's no way to like pull all the leaves into a car because you were in full view of a whole restaurant.
No, they said your place or mine. I said your place. Here, you are leaving. Why do you have to move? It's not possible.
I mean, you know, there's kids around for one.
Listen, that's a parent problem, okay? You don't want to see man make love leaves. You make a kid look at something else. Get with a little placemat with a maze and a crayon.
Well, is it always necessary for you to be inebriated in order to have the sexual intercourse with leaves?
It depends on how pretty leaf is. Pretty leaf, then no, I can go anytime. If it's ugly leaf, then sometimes I need a few drinks.
Well, that makes sense.
Vodka, before I get the, you know, interested arousal. I was looking and they say, whoa, you're a handsome man. I said, oh, you're a beautiful pile of leaves. Let's get it on, baby. What do you say?
And the leaves said yes?
Oh, they were still asking for it. They're dressed in their gold and their red with their stems showing. It was no man could resist that thing.
Well, our bad.
Why the whole court case is ridiculous. They're so furious, a judge, for making such a ridiculous case. It's purely a case of he said, leaf said.
In the middle of a couple from the cult on a 2 for Tuesday, hell to the yeah. I can't wait to get to the next one, but wait, you have something you want to do? Well, I guess that's worth, I could use a dollar.
One American dollar. Best rock bands of the 2000s.
The aughts? Wait, so are these bands that...
When you say 2000s, does that mean 2000 to 2010?
I mean, I would say, you know, 2000 to the 2000s, I would say 2000 to now, right? 20,
well, I don't
28,
know.
25 years ago.
In 40 years, are we going to be saying the 2000s still, even though it's 2060, whatever?
Well, that's a good question.
I don't know. This is top 10 best rock bands of the 2000s.
Okay, so
six guesses to get four right.
Mm-hmm. I see. I get the picture. I mean, you know, one of my favorite bands of the last several years would be Tool. Would you say Tool is in the list?
Tool.
Yeah. So now, where's this list from, pray tell?
It's from one of the list sites where people vote.
Okay, all right.
So they vote up or down and the band moves.
So Joe in his little basement.
They say they have thousands of votes. I don't know.
Okay.
So Tool is not on the list of the best bands post 2000.
Correct. Best rock bands of the 2000s.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Yes. I can't imagine what's going to be on this list. It's going to be great.
I think you'll agree with some of it.
System of a Down.
System of a Down, you're saying.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to agree
with this.
Three
in a row.
List.
You got one more.
Godsmack.
All right, listen. Were you picking bands that started?
Yeah, in the 2000s, basically, that are 2000s bands.
All right, well, here's the list.
Okay.
You tell me if it's bogus.
Right.
Number 10, The Strokes.
Okay, sure.
Number 9, Radiohead.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Number 8, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
We could talk about that.
Number 7, 3 Days Grace.
Now we can definitely talk about that.
Number 6, Avenged Sevenfold.
Nope. As opposed to Tool?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Number 5, Linkin Park.
I like Linkin Park. I like those guys. They're good guys.
Number 4, The White Stripes. You can see that.
I don't know. Yeah, compared to System of a Down, though.
Number 3, Muse.
Muse, yeah, there's a good band.
Number 2, Foo Fighters.
The Fighters Foo.
And number 1, Green Day.
No. I don't know about these lists, man.
Knock the breath out of you, one did?
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the cult. Yay!
Yay! 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Last hour, we talked about the drunk man, 26 years old, jailed for 8 weeks after he tried to have sex with a pile of leaves.
Even got to talk to him. And you know what? He sort of won me over to the idea of leaves being sexy. Yeah.
Leaves are very sexy in that man's opinion. When asked, he didn't remember any of it.
Of course.
So that's our topic. Is things that you did when you were drunk or high that you don't remember.
Friends had to tell you.
You only know because your friends told you.
Or perhaps they showed you a video. That would be fun.
Oh, that's the best.
Gone viral.
Yes, that's even better.
You know, of all the times drinking heavily, I only have blacked out the first time like 5 years ago. I'd never done that before. I remembered every miserable moment, being terribly sick after.
Really?
Yeah, everything stupid thing I did and said, I could, as soon as someone said, oh yeah, I remember doing that. But like 5 years ago, I hit some new wall. I guess I can't get age. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you were doing this and you were doing that. And I'm like, ooh, I don't remember that.
I have a friend who was in England and woke up in Paris.
Wow!
Yes.
Wow! Okay.
So that's crazy.
That's a hard one to beat.
818-955-KLOS. If you blackout and you don't remember things you did, your friends had to tell you what
they
happened.
Have to go into great detail.
Or the police had to tell you.
All right, here's the charges. Here's what you did.
Right.
Step by step. What about you? Do you remember pretty much everything? Time when someone was like, why did you do and say this?
No, I don't think I've ever been that out of it.
The first time you drank, a long time ago, it was Long Island iced teas, right?
That was a hell
of a way to start.
Yeah,
did you remember that entire night?
Well, not now, but I think I did then.
Yeah.
I think.
I do remember one time, I'm not sure how.
I know where I ended up.
Yeah. Where was that?
Toilet.
Been there too often.
Long Island iced teas are rough.
Especially your first time
out of
the gate.
That's dumb drinking 101.
Yeah, not the way to get started.
All right, 818-955-KLOS.
And while you're dialing, you get the latest from Dirty Honey. Twofer, in fact. This one is Won't Take Me Alive, Dirty Honey on KLOS.
We are taking calls this hour from people who blacked out and don't remember. Because we had a guy on earlier. A drunk man who was having sex with a pile of leaves.
And he decided those leaves were very, very sexy indeed until he sobered up. And then
when asked later, he said, I did what?
I did not.
So that's what we're taking. Things you don't remember doing when you were drunk. You have a story like that?
About a few years ago, there was a bar that started selling absinthe, and I was drinking lemon drops. Apparently, what had happened is I got so drunk, I stole a motorcycle.
Wow.
And I was driving up and down the street without a helmet.
Oh, no.
And I wouldn't believe it if there wasn't video about it.
That's the crazy part, is when you can be shown proof and video.
And you go, what? That's me? What?
I laughed so hard when I saw it and threw up at the same time because I did not believe it. Well, you got to be out of your mind.
What a joyful little time that was.
You said this was your first time drinking absinthe?
Yes, it was.
That is nasty stuff. It hit me so hard one time. I was really enjoying it for several months.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, bam! bam, and it was just I was done with absinthe. That's heavy stuff, man.
Steal a motorcycle and ride it, Ben.
Exactly, yeah. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We're talking about people who blacked out, don't remember things.
Oh yeah, we went to go see the live show, Little Mermaid.
Yep.
And at the Hollywood Bowl, and apparently I was using the F&P word, calling Eric he's an F&P.
Oh no!
On the way home, apparently a Kia was getting a DUI, pulled over for a DUI. So I was calling out the cops on giving him a DUI, and my daughters called me out the next day because I remembered nothing.
Oh wow. My God!
What had you been drinking?
I don't know. I felt like somebody roofied me.
No.
I was like, my kids were like, "Mom," and I'm like, "What?" And they told me everything I did, and I was mortified.
You just had two glasses of red wine, and you're a super lightweight, right?
Possibly.
That sounds more likely, yes.
Right on. Thanks for calling. I can't believe you're shouting there. That's hilarious. I'm very wrong.
I know, very wrong.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Things that you don't remember doing because you were drunk. We are talking about things that you don't remember doing. Because you were told that you did things.
Maybe there's video.
Because perhaps you passed out from too much alcohol. You had a story like that?
Me and my friends, we had a ditching party at my house, and we got drunk. Well, at least I did anyway. And my mother's boyfriend came home because apparently he forgot something. And when he came to the house, he found my little group all spread out through the house doing whatever. But when he encountered me, I was hanging out the window from the bathroom window, screaming, shouting, and whatnot. And I don't remember any of that happening.
Oh.
I had a big afro at that time. And my mother took the scissors
and
she cut my hair. I mean, she just cut, uneven. And I had to go to school the very next day like that.
That's a weird punishment.
That is a weird punishment.
That's a very odd punishment.
But I like it.
Yeah, I think I do. I always like my hair. I'd hate to have that happen. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
No worries. We're talking about things you don't remember you did while you were drunk.
I'm thinking that might be going on right now.
Throwing up at Disneyland.
Oh no! Why would you do that?
Oh well, we went in a party bus, and I did not realize that Jello shots were
quite as strong as they. Yeah,
yeah.
Don't seem to be as strong as they are, right?
Yes, yes. It was kind of embarrassing. I took my daughter, and I was with my boyfriend, and they couldn't believe it because I've never done that, but I don't remember it. Anything by the end of the night.
Wow.
That is rough.
It's a good thing you didn't get on the teacups.
No. Yes, right.
It might have killed you. Right on. Beware Jello shots.
No
thanks
kidding.
For calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Talking about things you don't remember?
Yep. Tell us.
Okay. OC Spare a few years back was the first year they had bacon wrap pickles. And I went all about it. So went to the concert, drank many, many glasses of OC Spare wine. Not the best idea. At the concert, walking around with my girlfriends, and we went and sat down. And I looked at them, I was like, okay, ladies, bacon wrap pickles. And they looked at me like I was nuts. And I was like, what? They're like, Rachel, you just ate five of them.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I was like, no, I didn't. And then she put up her phone, and she said, yes, you did. And I said, well, then I don't remember, so I have to go get more.
There you go. Get back on that horse.
Exactly.
Did you hold down all the pickles the rest of the night?
I did. I'm a pro.
Yeah.
I'm a pro. She's right a pickle pro.
Thank you for calling. That's awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
Things you don't remember doing when you were drunk.
Saved by Zero the Dog. And if you've seen HD2, a certain radio station in town, that's how they always refer to it. I don't know how that happened to fix.
Of course you do know
how
that happened.
What's that now?
We are talking about things that you don't remember doing when you were drunk. Do you have a story like that?
When I was in high school, I got drunk. So I walked home. And later on, I was told that I saved some lady's life.
Wow.
You saved someone's life.
I convinced her to keep on taking her medicine. I convinced her to keep going to therapy.
You know, I know you're really tired of therapy, but I was in
high
school.
Stick with it.
Just stick with it.
That lady's daughter recognized me a few years later. All of a sudden, she hugs me, like, oh, calls me by name. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
I don't know who you
are. So you become very emotional and supportive when you're drunk. Huh?
You saved someone's life when you were drunk.
Apparently, I saved her life.
Yeah, it worked. Alcohol.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Can I tell you a story about a blackout?
Yes, please.
Okay. My husband left in the morning, didn't say goodbye to me, and I was like, what the hell? I called him, and I'm like, so you're going to tell me why you're mad at me? He's like, you don't remember? I said, no. He said, last night, you were crawling all over me, and you wouldn't stop singing "Hopelessly Devoted to You" at the top of your lungs.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
And I am so happy that if I black out, I go to the sweetest, most beautiful songbird that had ever lived. I am freaking Olivia Newton-John in Greece singing "Hopelessly Devoted to You." I would not stop crawling all over him. He picked up his pillow, went and left, and fucked on the freaking couch.
Just sing us just a little bit of it.
Yes.
Dear God, I can't believe you're making me do this.
Yep. All right. Okay. I mean, I think that's enough. Probably. That's probably enough.
You win. Yay!
I'm with your husband on the couch.
Oh my God.
This is. Pretty.
Lovely.
Such a pretty song.
In a row with Kellner's logo.
About money, 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 money.
Yeah, because you
money.
Know, so many people are hoping to win $1.58 billion.
Don't worry yourselves. I've got it.
So a happy lottery day to you. If you can think of any songs that have to do with money, 818-955-KLOS. Or
if you're still on Twitter, we are at Kevin and Sluggo.
Thank you for calling it by its proper name.
Songs about money. Brian wants to hear Rich Girl by Hull & Oates. Hit it.
Really?
Hit it.
He used to love this song when it was new. Should we?
Hit it.
That song has never, ever been so timely, even though it's so damn old. Alice Cooper, Billion Dollar Babies, because the lottery tonight, $1.58 billion.
Correct.
Unbelievable. Who's that for?
Sean wanted to hear that one.
Sean, very good. And then we got this one from Dire Straits, which
we got a lot of tweets on this one.
Got quite a few.
So thank you to everybody who requested it, but I don't know who you are.
You know who you are.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Hey, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. We're doing Give Me Five, songs about money.
Yeah, how about Money by Pink Floyd?
Absolutely. Perfect. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
But first, these exciting commercials. Money, money, money. I'm going to win tonight, man. I'm so excited. I'm really excited about my new life that I'm about to embark
on. That's great to hear that you're going to win because I am too.
Oh, no, yeah. Yes. No, not at all. No, yes. $1.58 billion.
That somebody's going to take from you because listen to this headline.
No.
Uh-oh. AI can tell what you type by listening to your keystrokes.
So when you're typing.
Yes.
Now it can.
It can teach itself what letters you were typing.
Wow.
And then it can have everything that you type.
Which means
in
your
the future.
Passwords are useless.
Correct.
Wow. That's fun.
Let's say hi to Trixie.
Oh, Trixie. Yay.
Our IT expert. Hi, Trixie.
Hey, gents. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We've never been called gents.
How's the strip shows going, Trixie?
Yeah, business is down right now, but I'll take what I can get.
Trixie is actually, how would you describe your job, what you do?
Cybersecurity on a global scale.
There you go.
The algorithm presented in a new paper with AI was tested on a MacBook Pro keyboard and achieved 93 to 95% accuracy. Tell us about this, Trixie.
Yeah, Well, first off, I just want to say I'm glad that all my training and 20 years of experience has allowed me to follow a story about a guy getting it on with a pile of leaves.
That's KLOS radio.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have it any other way. About 15 years ago, believe it or not, I went to this presentation where a hacker was talking about something very similar where he used lasers to point at a keyboard and was able to translate which keys the person was typing just by the sound.
Really? 15 years ago?
Yeah. So fast forward 2023, we're in the midst of this AI boom where, of course, the bad guys are looking to AI for any types of new scams that they can pull up. And like you said, what they're doing and what these researchers are actually finding out is they're using an iPhone 13, I believe it is, an iPhone 13 mini or 12 mini or something along those lines. And what they're doing is they're using the microphone that's embedded in the iPhone. And they, like you mentioned, they had their AI learning machines pretty much listen to them as they type. So they'll type like the letter A over and over and over again until the computer can recognize, okay, this letter that I'm pushing is A.
That's scary.
And it makes a unique sound to the AI machine, and AI can differentiate between which buttons you're pushing and whatnot.
Well, I would have never thought that you would be able to pick out the sound, or something like that could pick out the sound of a unique key.
Yeah, because they're all pretty much the same.
Sounds the same to me, but damn, that's impressive and horrifying.
How do they turn on the microphone so they can hear?
There's a microphone that's built into the iPhone. If you go into, I think it's like general or settings, there's a microphone where you can record yourself pretty much, and then they take that audio recording, which is an MP3, and they put it into their AI machine, similar to like what I did with your guys' voice a couple months back,
right?
And yeah, so instead of mimicking the sound, it's just identifying the sound. And I'm guessing it has to do with the relation to where the phone is to where the keyboard is, and then typing along those lines. So if it's further away, like the sound of them clicking the A button, more than likely it's an A.
What if you type really poorly like I do, and you have to push backspace a lot and delete?
That's one thing I was looking into as well, because from what I could tell, their 7% error rate, which they find, is usually due to either the shift button or somebody messing up.
And I win.
That's funny. Yeah, oh, you're actually safe by default, by accident.
Win.
Yeah.
How about that?
Kevin's beating AI. But I think eventually, even if you have like gorilla fingers like me and you're just pushing a bunch of keys, I think it's going to learn what you're typing at any given time just based off of how hard you're pushing on a button and just a unique sound. It's kind of like a telephone. Remember back in the days of landline phones when you'd push it? Yeah, I could tell like who my mom was calling just based off of the tone itself, and I'm guessing AI is able to recognize a specific sound for each key that the person is using.
I believe They Might Be Giants dropped they had that dial-a-song forever. That band had that dial-a-song, and they had the key, the touch tones on a CD, and if you held your phone up to the speaker, it would actually dial the phone.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it's along those lines. But I mean, you can't not have your phone on you when you're on the computer. I mean, how are we going to circumnavigate this horror?
Well, get this. So, like, you might have listeners that are working remote right now, and they're like, well, I only interact with people through Zoom. Well, the 93% that they were able to accurately detect was through Zoom calls. So even if you're remote, you have no chance of getting away from this.
All right.
Oh, well.
So we all die. That's what you're saying.
We all die.
Yay!
There are certain ways to protect yourself, though.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if you're using, like, a password manager, like 1Password or Keeper, instead of typing in your password, you can simply copy it, paste it into.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Looking at, yeah.
So sensitive information, you copy and paste.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
Like passwords and whatnot. But if you're typing something else and AI, you don't want AI to learn, then that might be hard to get around.
Well, you might just need to move to a different planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Menifee.
Right on. Well, Trixie, as always, thanks for making the future look really bleak.
Yep, no problem.
And then, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We only learned one thing today, and that's that a woman in Texas was just mowing her lawn.
Oh, man.
And a snake fell out of the sky on her arm.
And that was not the end of the story.
It held on tight and struck at her face.
Yep.
She started swinging her arm around to get rid of the snake.
And if she didn't have glasses on, apparently it would have, like, totally bitten her right in the eye.
Correct. Cue the hawk. A hawk attacks 4 times and eventually takes the snake away. Best story ever.
So what did we learn from that?
It's good to not live in Texas.
Oh, I thought things can always be worse.
Things can always be worse.
And
right.
Texas. I'm going to go with the Texas angle myself. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
I saw somewhere we might get some rain in the near future.
Yep,
maybe. How awesome would that be?
Tuesday, Wednesday-ish.
Wouldn't you love that?
We have tickets for the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. If you know the keyword, you will win 4 tickets. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, you are caller 25.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well done. Do you know the keyword for this hour?
Oh, heck yeah. Main Street.
It is Main Street. That is correct. You got four tickets to join us on August 24th. We're going to close down the park, Disney California Adventure, and we're going to have you there, and other listeners are going to take it over. Well done.
Guys, this kicks ass. Thanks.
If I say the words Donald Duck to you, do you know what that means?
Yeah, it's a character.
There you go.
A Disney character.
Yeah. So, Donald Duck. Just keep that in mind, Donald Duck. Yeah.
Oh, that's the keyword.
I get it now.
Huh? We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. If you're caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS, give us this hour's keyword and you will win those tickets. Good luck.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chris.
Chris, you're caller 25.
Wait, I only have one question for you. How much does the moon weigh?
That's not the question. What's this hour's keyword?
Oh, yeah. Keyword. What's this hour's keyword?
Oh, my God. I thought it was this thing. Is it Donald Duck?
Yes, it is.
It is Donald Duck. Woo! Yes, it is.
What?
He's saying he's on mushrooms.
Are you enjoying mushrooms today?
Only the shiitake ones.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Liar!
This conversation is getting very weird. Well, anyways, congratulations. Bring your shiitake mushrooms down to Disneyland. Hang out with us at California Adventure. We're going to take over the park, and you're there.
Oh, my God. You guys get my information?
Nope. We know it all.
We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're shutting it down on August 24th, and you can join us by calling 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 25. Tell us this hour's keyword, and you will be a winner. Good luck.
Salute to you, last chills. BB of the family. I know that feeling. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Melissa,
you caller 25.
Woo-hoo!
I only have one question for you. What was that sound? Did you hear that? That was crazy. I mean, what's the keyword?
Walt.
Walt is correct. Yay.
I'm so excited.
Nice.
Yes.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're celebrating 100 years of Disney. Come do it with us, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Woo! Couple in a row from local band Dirty Honey. I would like to call Dirty Honey the KLOS house band, but I mean, they're going out on the road with Guns N' Roses here really soon.
Yeah, so
I think they're
for Guns
a little
Roses.
Too big for that. They are, however, going to do the next KLOS live stage. That's going to be happening next Thursday, so a week from day after tomorrow, August 17th. And you are invited to come for free. If you can
for
make
free.
It, yeah,
that's
it's totally
pretty great.
Free. Matt Penfield's going to be hosting it, chatting with him for a little while. And if you can make it in the noon hour, around about then, at Pico and La Brea, that's where the KLOS live stage is, and you know where that is in town, then hit us up at dirtyhoney@955klos.com. dirtyhoney@955klos.com. Register now. It's free. U2's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For from the Joshua Tree album hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on This Day in Rock in 1987. Metallica was the opening act for Guns N' Roses on This Day in Rock in 1992 at a show in Montreal, and James Hetfield was burned on the entire left side of his body thanks to the pyrotechnics. A bunch of record labels lost a class action suit with 3.48 million claimants for $143 million on This Day in Rock in 2000. It was a class action lawsuit claiming that the major record labels were keeping CD prices high by punishing retailers who sold the disc for less than their minimum advertised price.